Entrepreneurship is often defined as jumping off a cliff and hoping you grow wings on the way down. When was the last time you dived into something new, although you had no idea how it would turn out? Hello, Fearless One. I'm Narissa Golden, and I'm so glad you're here for another episode. I have been an entrepreneur for most of my life. And when I think back to one of my very first entrepreneurial ventures, I still shake my head and wonder, what was I thinking? This was after university, and one of my goals was to be a speaker. And I've never waited for someone to hire me. I've always created my own stage. I organized women's workshops at my dad's church in St. Martin. Every Saturday morning, I'd be up early helping my mom prepare breakfast. I wasn't much of a cook back then. And when I say breakfast, I don't mean tea and biscuits. It was a proper Caribbean breakfast with perfectly seasoned saltfish, my mom's Antiguan Johnny cakes, small, golden, absolutely delicious, boiled eggs, scrambled eggs, fresh fruit, juice, and bush tea. My mom makes the best bush tea blends, lemongrass and kettle tongue and peppermint. Oh my gosh, sounds amazing even now. But the breakfast, it wasn't just the food. It was an invitation to slow down, to breathe, to fellowship, to be cared for. The church building itself wasn't even finished. We met downstairs because the sanctuary above was still under construction. There were no tiles on the floor. The walls weren't painted. It was a shell of what it would eventually become. Looking back, I realized that was the perfect setting. The building wasn't finished. Neither was I. I'd only just left university. I hadn't fallen in love. I hadn't been married. I hadn't raised children. I had experienced many of the things that life would later teach me. Sometimes I laugh and I think, Lord, what made me believe I could teach these women? Everyone in the room was older than I was. Many had lived through experiences I couldn't even imagine. I was a preacher's kid who had stayed on the straight and narrow for the most part. But along with my youthful exuberance, I truly desired to share what I knew about God and what I felt He was leading me to share with women, about His goodness and His care for them. I wasn't teaching from my experience. I was teaching from obedience. I knew what I didn't know. And because I knew my limitations, I depended completely on God. Every lesson sent me back to Scripture. Every conversation became another opportunity to ask the Lord, what do these women need to hear? I wasn't trying to impress anyone. I was simply trying to be faithful. In 1 Samuel 16, we read of the priest Samuel, who is sent to anoint the future king of Israel. He is looking at these tall, strapping men and is ready to anoint one, but God keeps saying, no, not him, not him, not him either. Samuel asks the father, do you have any other sons? Jesse admits there is one more, but he clearly doubted that David could be the choice because he never called him to be seen by the priest as he had his older brothers. Yet God chose David, not because David was ready, but because David's heart was ready. Moses grew up knowing he was Hebrew, yet living and learning in Pharaoh's palace. However, he hadn't yet understood how to walk in his identity as a deliverer. And when we live outside our identity, we can be ruled by fear and anger and despair. Moses' anger caused him to commit murder. God waited another 40 years before he approached Moses about walking in the destiny that his life had been preserved for. Moses had a ton of reasons, including his stutter, which he felt disqualified him from being a speaker. In admitting that this was his issue and he could not do it without God, he was in the right posture for God to say, "Now you're ready." 1 Corinthians 1, verse 27 to 29 says, but God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. When God works through ordinary people, nobody mistakes where the power came from. Hey, Fearless One, this is Narissa Golden. I know you already have a copy of my book, Live Fearless, A Christian Entrepreneur's Guide to Life and Business on your bookshelf or on your Kindle, but you haven't cracked it open yet. I want to encourage you to do that. Read it a little at a time and work through the reflection questions at the end of each chapter. If you don't have a copy, be sure to get yours in the format you prefer at Amazon.com. Looking back over my own life, I've realized God has almost never called me after I felt ready. He's usually called me while I was still under construction. Over time, something beautiful happened. Those Saturday mornings became my training ground. I learned how to communicate. I learned how to listen. I learned how to speak honestly from my heart. I learned how to create spaces where people felt safe enough to grow. I was building relationships. I was earning trust. I was discovering gifts I didn't even know I had. Looking back, I can see those mornings laid the foundation for so much of what I still do today. They also gave me a deep love for women, especially women who had grown up in church believing that their value was limited to what they could do for everyone else. Women who faithfully served every week, who financed ministries, who organized events and carried families, who held churches together. Yet so many have never been encouraged to see that God cared about every part of their lives. Not just what they did on Sunday. He cared about their marriages, their children, their health, their dreams, their businesses, their calling, their minds, their whole lives. That's the God we serve. And perhaps that's why those Saturday mornings mattered so much. God wasn't simply teaching those women. He was teaching me. He was preparing me long before I knew what he was preparing me for. And maybe that's where you are today. Maybe your life still feels like that unfinished church building. No polished floors, no painted walls. Nothing looks complete. But don't mistake unfinished for unusable. God has always worked with people and places that were still under construction. He isn't waiting for you to become the finished product before he begins working with you. He is building you as you work with him. As Paul reminds us, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion, Philippians 1:6. And Jesus says in John 15 that when we remain connected to him, we bear fruit. Notice he doesn't ask us to manufacture fruit. He asks us to remain. That's what I was doing all those years ago, remaining, listening, trusting, obeying. And that's still the invitation today. We are going to be under construction for as long as we live, simply because we will never be able to know the vastness of God and all he has placed in us. So do not despise the days of small beginnings. Confess your inadequacies and ask God, what can you do with this? He already knows you have them, and in admitting these areas of weakness, he can take them and refine them until you are pure gold. Stay connected to the vine, as that is where your fruit will come from. And I leave you with this question. Where are you waiting to feel qualified before saying yes to something God has already asked you to begin? Live fearless. Thank you for listening to Fearless One with Nerissa Golden. If this episode has inspired you to take action or encouraged you to pursue your own fearless journey, please leave me a comment wherever you are listening. Be sure to subscribe to be notified of future episodes and share it with someone you know.